With the thin wheat stands, there seems to be some weeds that are peeking through as our wheat is maturing. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomy Specialist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. I deliver unbiased research-based information to you for you to apply on your farm. Weeds showing in the wheat can raise several potential concerns, including harvest difficulties, dockage problems, weed seed production, and soil water depletion. No one wants to spend extra money on our wheat crop this year, but it might be necessary. Unfortunately, there aren't many great options for weed controls at this point in time. There are a lot of questions about which herbicides are approved and the use guidelines and restrictions for pre-harvest treatments. In reality, there's really 5 herbicides that you can choose from for pre-harvest weed control. They include AIM, dicamba, glyphosate, metsulfuron, and 2,4-D. There's differences on how quickly they act to control the weeds and the interval requirements between application and grain harvest, and the level and length of control that's really achieved. All of them will require a good coverage with your spray solution to be most effective. Please note that 2,4-D rate approved for pre-harvest weed control in wheat has been reduced to a maximum of 0.5 pound an acre, which is equal to 1 pint of 4-pound formulation or 2/3 of a pint of a 6-pound material. Another herbicide that's sometimes mentioned as a possible pre-harvest treatment is paraquat. Please note and pay attention, paraquat is not labeled for pre-harvest treatment in wheat. Again, paraquat is not labeled for pre-harvest treatment in wheat. Applications of paraquat in wheat is an illegal treatment and can result in the quarantine and destruction of the harvested grain along with severe fines. Here are some of the advantages and disadvantages for each of these herbicides that we had talked about previously. AIM acts really quickly, usually within 3 days. It also has a short waiting period before harvest, which is also 3 days. AIM only controls broadleaf weeds, and regrowth may occur within 2 to 3 weeks, depending on the rate that you use. For dicamba, it controls many broadleaf weeds. However, a waiting period of 7 days is required before harvest. Dicamba can act pretty slowly to kill those weeds. It only controls broadleaf weeds, and there's a high potential for spray drift on the susceptible neighboring crops. Now, glyphosate provides control of both grasses and susceptible broadleaf weeds. The drawbacks to a glyphosate application is that it acts very slowly. It may take up to 2 weeks to completely kill your weeds. You cannot harvest grain for 7 days after a dicamba application, and you may have some resistant species out there in your field. Now, for metsulfuron, it provides control of susceptible broadleaf weeds. The drawbacks on metsulfuron include it acts slowly, you cannot harvest grain until 10 days after the application, and only controls weeds that are susceptible. Finally, we talked about 2,4-D and how the rate has decreased this year. 2,4-D provides control of susceptible broadleaf weeds. It also acts very slowly and is pretty weak on kochia. You cannot harvest grain until 14 days after a 2,4-D application. If you have any questions regarding controlling weeds prior to wheat harvest, please let me know. I have a chart that has the advantages and disadvantages of all of these treatments posted on our website, and that is www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. If you have any other questions, please contact me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, at the K-State Experiment Station in Colby or in the Extension offices in St. Francis, Goodland, and Sharon Springs.